everybody, and welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. And hello, Shalina.
Sure, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm all right. I'm bright and chirpy today, as you can tell.
Yeah, what's that about?
Because we're going to talk about something really cool, so I'm happy.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay. I thought it was because you were on TV yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I was on TV last night, yeah. I was live on TV. It was really cool. On Vuzel. So, yes. Yeah, I was on a talk show. I've never been on a talk show before.
Well, we'll leave a link, I think, to the YouTube thing in the show notes if people want to watch. But what do you guys talk about?
Yes. Mostly about my business, how I started, and then some tips. And then she asked me some random questions, like, what's my favorite vegetable? So I said potato. She thought a potato wasn't a vegetable, but that was quite funny to refer to.
If it wasn't a potato, what would the vegetable be, though?
Oh, broccoli came into my head, but actually broccoli isn't. And my dad reminded me later that it's actually aubergine. And it's true. Aubergine is my favorite
vegetable.
That's
a fair one.
Yeah. Yeah, I like aubergine dishes. Yeah. So, I was a little... But it was so random because I didn't know what the questions were going to be. So it was kind of random, yeah. And she asked, if you had all the money in the world, what would you buy? And I first said chocolate. And she went, really? And I went... So I was like, a nice house with a walk-in closet. Because wow. I've never had a walk-in closet.
Really? I would have thought at least your second choice would have been something for your cats, but okay.
Well, it'll be a fabulous house and it'll be like a little cat's house inside as well, yes. Obviously.
Fair enough.
With a walk-in closet for myself and my cats. No, I'm not that. I'm not that kind of person. I'm not that crazy cat animal person who's going to dress up the cats and...
I like how this is coming from the person who like delayed this call by 10 minutes because her cats were busy fighting and she had to go like intervene.
Oh no, it was mostly just watch them do it. Well, you don't want to be seeing the cats. I don't know what's wrong with them today. They're being very needy. They're nice and quiet now. One's sitting nearby.
So as long as they're quiet, let's figure out what are we going to talk about today.
So today we're going to talk about shoes. I can see your excitement level is rising.
I know. It's one of those topics that, like, I can't wait to talk about this stuff, honestly.
Look, you know what? Men have a lot of shoes as well.
They do, by the way. Like, I do find this stereotype really funny, especially in the current era. And we've talked about this on, like, previous episodes, about men and their sneakers in particular. But I do think it's kind of interesting because there are a lot of men who enjoy... Yes, I don't think the scale is comparable because, again, we're talking about very different things. But, I mean, considering that men are traditionally not... whatever, shoe people. I don't have a better way to put this, unfortunately. Comparatively, like they have a lot of shoes for what you would expect a guy to have. It's not like they just have two pairs of black shoes that they wear to work. It's like all sorts of different kind of sneakers, and some of them are put up on shelves and stored in boxes, and it's almost...
Well, some can never leave the boxes. Yeah,
in condition.
But there's just normal shoes, yeah. But like even nowadays, it's not just the normal black shoes, work shoes. There's... the brown shoes, navy, there's suit shoes, then there's fancy trainers, then there's loafers, there's the flip-flops, there's
so
the
on a,
shoes
on a, just, to just on a tangent, do you remember the show called Scrubs?
Yes.
So they're currently doing like a rewatch podcast, right, between like, well, JD and Turk, the characters, but Zach and...
Oh, really?
The yeah, they're doing a rewatch. They're like about... they're about halfway through the first season now. Recently they were talking about one of the things that they had come out during when Scrubs was live is they had swag from Nike.
Right.
Like, you know, the Scrubs swag that had come out. And it was so funny that both of them were talking and Zach Braff, who played JD, was kind of like, yeah, man, you know, like I still have those sneakers, you know, I wear them around. They're quite used and worn because, you know, like he's like, I wore them very proudly everywhere. And Turk, that guy's name is Donald Faison. He's like, oh, mine are in mint condition. They're still in the box. Like, he's like, you don't wear swag. Like, you maintain it. And he was like, but why would you wear the shoes that you got? And it's just like funny, like contrast between like two men with the same pair of sneakers, like kind of treating them in very different ways. So
Well, the value of them now will be astronomical. Like, he'll make millions from the swag, keeping it in mint condition.
But that's assuming he sells it, right? Like, it's kind of one of those funny things where, like, he's maintained it and he's got a great value, but it's also something he's probably not going to part with. And so it's kind of an interesting kind of thing, yeah. Anyway.
It's an heirloom kind of thing, you know.
Exactly.
So,
back to the episode.
Anyway, back to the episode. So we're going to talk about shoes. So we're going to talk about... organizing them, dealing with them, trying to not buy too many of them, especially right now with online shopping being such a big factor in everybody's lives. And people have shoes in different places. So we're going to talk about the different areas to have the shoes and what I recommend. You know, seeing it from being in a lot of houses and, you know, people have entryways that we've talked about before and wardrobes. So we're going to talk about it in different ways and, you know, I don't know. Yeah. Let's stop. I don't know where to use the segue. There isn't a proper segue for that.
I think let's just start.
Yes, let's start. So what I always recommend, and I say it, you know, do it in small sections, but with shoes, it's always good to get all of them together and to see all the shoes you have, you know, to see all the like flip-flops that you have, sandals, low shoes, high heels, boots, trainers, loafers, you know, brogues, whatever, you know, your shoes, your work shoes, your going out shoes, get them all together so you can see what all of them are. If that's too overwhelming, start in one section, go through those shoes, see, are they in a good condition? Do they fit? Are they, you know, nice? Do they go with any outfits? If they need repairing, can you be bothered to get them repaired? If not, then put it in for the recycling bin if it's in such a state, or donate it. And if they are in a good state, you know, but you don't want them anymore, put them into a bag for either selling or for donating. And, you know, go through that. And if you can't do it all in one go, do it as, you know, 15, 20 minutes in one section. So go through your shoe cupboard, go through the shoes in the shoe entry, you know, your shoes in the entryway, in your wardrobe, under your bed, in the garage, wherever the shoes are, take them all out one by one in those areas and go through them, and then collate them all together, bring them together so that you can then do the next task, which is organizing them. You know, and if you've got many people in the house, don't do all of them at the same time, all the family members, choose one family, you know, do yours first, then say your, you know, your husband or your wives, and then the kids, each kid. And then with the kids' shoes, if you've got kids of different ages and the kids can wear them, you know, your younger kids can wear some of these shoes, you can put them into a box or a vacuum bag and then store them somewhere, say in the garage or in the wardrobe. Just get it out of there, you know, get it out of the location for where you're going to store the rest of the shoes. So that's to start with, you know, to do the declutter and get rid of all the excess. And the next thing is to deal with the entryway. So if you have an entryway and you have certain shoes you're going to wear all the time that need to be in that entryway, decide which of those shoes should be in that entryway. So, you know, pick the ones like your flip-flops, your trainers, your driving shoes. You know, some people have shoes that are specific for driving, and you know, for seasonal shoes. So, you know, if you're in, say, Europe or one of the cold countries, you know, in the winter season you'll wear certain boots, in the summer you wear flip-flops. You know, for us it's more, I have a pair of flip-flops always outside ready to put on, trainers, and then I have my fancier shoes in a shoe cupboard. So, you know, think about those things. So the ones that you're going to use all the time, have them allocated and, you know, put them in one space together so you can figure out how many shoes are going to be put into your entryway. And then you can decide what cupboard or shoe storage solution will be suitable for all these shoes. So you want to make sure you have a big enough unit or a big enough space to fit all of those shoes. It's not worth buying something and then trying to put everything into it and it not fitting, because as I always say, you know, a clutter is things that do not fit into that space. So if you have a small cupboard, or if you have that annoying one, you know, that cupboard that flips open, you know, and then you put the shoes in an angle and it's really the worst thing ever. Never buy that, because it never fits anything in it properly. And the shoes always slide out as well, especially if they're flip-flops or sandals and stuff. So get a proper shoe unit, bookshelves, cubby holes, or a proper shoe shelf with the proper shelving units.
I think people prefer that one, I think mainly because it's a bit more compact, right? So because it falls inwards, it kind of, it's a lot thinner and doesn't protrude out so much, especially if it's in an entryway, I think. So that's, I think that's where it comes from, right? It's not really...
It is. it's thin, it is narrow, but it's the worst thing ever. I can't tell you how many people declutter those things. I can't tell you how many times I've had problems trying to take the shoes out. You know the amount of shoes and stuff that get stuck in there and then get damaged when you're trying to open the thing? It's just, I really don't like them, and none of my clients who have them like them. I know it's bad for business for the certain company that sells it, but it's not well made. It's not, and it can only fit about 4 pairs of flip-flops in it, yeah, and about 3 low heels. You can't fit heels in it. You can't fit men's trainers if big fit. You know, it's a lot of things you can't fit in it. It's just pointless. And, you know, when you've got a family, say just a normal family of 4, you know, 2 adults, 2 kids, that's, you know, you're going to have about, say, 20 pairs of shoes. You're not going to be able to fit it in that. It's better to get like a proper bookshelf with the shelving units for shoes that you can get from IKEA or from other stores like Home Center and stuff. And then, you know, just get a normal bookshelf. You can get them from any of these furniture stores and put the shoes in there, line them up. And if you put them alternate ways, you know, the shoes not facing both the same way, but alternate, you fit more shoes into the same level. So that's always a thing to do as well. excuse me. Another thing to also think about is, you know, do you have dirty shoes coming to the house? So if you have kids playing football or whatever, do you have something to keep those shoes from going on the floor? You know, so for kind of like a boot tray, you can get them on Amazon, or a mat you can get, just so the shoes are always put there next to the door, and then they all be put away into the, you know, the cubbies or the baskets or whatever once they're dry. So you don't have the, you know, mud going everywhere around the house or sand or whatever. Another thing to think about also, you know, I've talked about boots. We don't wear boots that much. I have 2 pairs and I try and wear them as much as possible in the winter, which is about like 1 month until I go to Europe. But, you know, there are special boot storage solutions that you can find online. And it's also things that you can put inside the boot to make them sturdy, to make them stand up straight. And then that's great so that you can then hide them in the wardrobe or back in their box, or, you know, put them on a shoe shelf. But obviously you have to make sure that the shelves are the height is long enough to fit those boots in. So always think about that. I've talked about solutions, cupboards and solutions. A lot of people talk to me about shoe boxes. I'm not a fan of shoe boxes unless the shoes are very delicate. I usually say don't keep the actual shoe boxes from, you know, that you've got with the shoes, because you can't see the shoes unless you take, say, a Polaroid and put it in front of the shoe, you know, on the front of the shoe box. But I haven't got time for that. Yeah, I know that people do that.
Seems like a little bit of extra work, right? So I was thinking the same thing when you were saying it. I was like, yeah, actually, we put stuff in the boxes in there, especially shoes that you wear pretty often. Or often enough anyway. It's a bit annoying to have to like keep like flicking open boxes to figure out which one.
Exactly.
Especially when you have more from one brand and then, you know, you've got like multiple boxes and so on. So
exactly. And the problem is like, and then you have to store those boxes, so they take up more room. Exactly. So, you know, and then you have boxes which are different sizes. If you buy the same brand, it's fine. But if you have ones that are different brands at different sizes, then you have to try and it's like a jigsaw puzzle. And you can't fit them properly into the wardrobes or into your cupboards and stuff properly. It takes up too much space, you know. You want to make it as easy as possible for you to find everything. You know, you need to be able to find everything in 5 seconds. It's not going to happen in 5 seconds if you're going through all the boxes and opening them to see which one's in what. Certain designer shoes, they'll say on the label what the name of the shoe is, and they'll have a little picture of it sometimes. But that's sometimes. And then you have to remember to put the shoes back into the right box. And if you're not an organized person, if you're not diligent and haven't built the habit to do that, you're going to get frustrated after a while, you know. And if you have people who are doing the putting the shoes away for you, you know, like your maids, and they don't do it properly, you'll get frustrated as well. So if you want to have them in boxes, get clear shoe boxes that you can get online. You can buy them in container store as well and put them in there, so at least you can see them easily. But once again, it's still, these boxes still take up too much space, I think. they're fine for delicate shoes if you're not putting them into a shoe cupboard, but rather I would say get a proper cupboard which has got doors which keep away all the dust and the moths. That's a better solution if you've got the space to have a cupboard. So that's the main tips for organizing your shoes. So, you know, as always, do the mini declutter if you can't handle taking all the shoes out and going through them. I know sometimes you think, yeah, it'll be easy to do that, but if you can't handle it, do it section by section. So do the entryway shoes, do the shoes in the storerooms, you know, shoes in the wardrobe, go for everything. And if you've got shoes at the back of your wardrobe full of dust, that you forgot that they existed, you most probably don't want them now. You've not worn them for years. What's the point of keeping them and taking up valuable real estate in your wardrobe now? So you might as well, you know, declutter them and donate them or sell them if you can.
I think that's the same sort of thought process that you would have as well when you talk about clothes, right? And we've talked about this a few times where if something's really not fitting you, for example, if the fit's weird, you've either outgrown the size, especially with kids, I guess that happens more often. But I've seen that happen with me as well, like over, let's say, 5 years or something. I don't know whether my foot gets wider or what happens, but like you start feeling like the fit isn't quite right, or you're just not used to that kind of fit anymore. And as a result of which, actually, you're rejecting the shoe, not because you may not like it. But sometimes it's also a styling thing, right? Like you bought something 5 years ago and you're not feeling the taste for that anymore. But in all these cases, it's always better to just get rid of them than sitting, you know. And for me, like every time if I were to look at my shoe shelf, actually it's not so much a closet, and I see a pair of shoes, which has happened to me before, that I haven't worn. Every time I look at it, it will just bother me. Like, and I just carry that out the door with me because I'm just like, oh, I need to get rid of that. I don't wear that anymore. It's just adding clutter.
Yeah. So do that, or you do, as I've suggested before, you know, have a bag just for putting all the clothes and the shoes and accessories that you want to donate. So every time you look in your wardrobe, if you see, or any, you know, anywhere, if you see a pair of shoes that you don't like, that don't fit, put them in that bag, and then when it's filled up, you can go send it to the donation bin. So yeah, that's what you can always do. I mean, I did it yesterday. I was looking, I haven't worn flat shoes for months because we haven't gone out often. You know, the once or twice I've gone out, I've either worn trainers, once I wore heels. And yesterday I looked and I saw this drawer full of these flat shoes, and I went, I've forgotten I have them. It's been 4 months, you know, I haven't gone out with them on. So I wore a pair of brogues, but I saw a pair of loafers that I loved, but they're falling apart now. And I was like, why have I still got them? Mm-hmm. So I need to put that into the recycle bin, because nobody should wear those shoes because they're in such a terrible state now. But it was a bit embarrassing for me, but it was just because I haven't opened it up and looked at it, because I haven't had to, you know, for all these months. And people are going to be doing that right now, you know, and while you're going through all your stuff, you know, and you're especially in your bedroom and your wardrobe, you'll start seeing shoes that, you know, shouldn't be in your life anymore, especially if they're unfashionable. Like if it was fashionable for a hot minute, it almost would be fashionable for a hot minute again, but like in 20 years, and you can buy the pair then, you know, in a better color or something. But anyway, so that's my tips for today. So, Hopefully people found that helpful.
Absolutely. And as always, of course, if you want to get hold of Shalina and talk to her more about your shoes, which I'm sure she's very happy to do, you can do that by reaching out to her on social media. So that's at Declutterme, so DECLUTTRME. And of course, all the old episodes of the show are available in your podcast players and on declutterme.com/podcast. Other than that, I guess we'll see you next week.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.